friends, I recall my first meeting with Hugh Tracy no less than 35 years ago, when he was head of the broadcasting studios in Durban.